Okay, Nick, I have open an article in Wired written by Kate Nibbs, and it's titled, What If Your AI Girlfriend Hated You? A mobile app called Angry GF, which offers its users the uniquely unpleasant experience of getting yelled at via messages from a fake person. Or as co-founder Amelia Aviles explained in her original pitch, it simulates scenarios where female partners are angry, prompting users to comfort their angry AI partners through a gamified approach. The idea is to teach communication skills by simulating arguments that the user can either win or lose, depending on whether they can appease their fuming girlfriend.
How cool is that?
How cool is this?
On one end, it does feel like a lot of the AI girlfriends out there right now only give you half of the true girlfriend experience. Because if you're dating a real human being, everything's not going to be smooth sailing. Real relationships have real conflict, and you work through that, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's hard to say that it's cool because it seems very uncool to opt into getting yelled at via text message by a robot.
I already can't think of anything less cool than getting yelled at over text message.
Do you think that if you told a girlfriend that you would use the service, would that be well received?
Well, I do think your partners like it when you work on yourself, but I do think there's probably a little bit more of a stigma attached to having an AI girlfriend that you fight with to help you fight better with your real girlfriend.
I just feel like the idea of using a robot to work through this situation is more objectifying than not. The way to get through something like this usually is to listen. If you're simulating scenarios so that way you're practiced by the time that you get into a real fight, then it perpetuates that objectivity. But it is sweet to try.
I do worry that people that train themselves with this process would go into a real argument and get really frustrated when all of the training that worked on the AI girlfriend didn't work on a real human being, which would only make the situation worse.
Babe, I tested this. You're supposed to respond.
Yeah, that's not going to go over well. You know, is there a market for people that want an AI girlfriend that's mean and treats them awfully? Some people, for better or worse, that's what they're into.
This might be something that resonates with them more than the person who it was supposedly built for, the struggling heterosexual boyfriend who just doesn't understand how to argue.
Like all good tech companies, sometimes a pivot is the pathway to success. Maybe this becomes more of an app where people sign up because they want their girlfriend to hate them.
If I were to use this, I would feel unhappy very quickly. Then I would shut off the app and never open it again. But there's someone out there who, with the right branding, could find something cool, could find their next kink app.
They did say that the experience would be gamified. Would you continue if you got a reward for being really good at diffusing the argument?
I'm not immune to the endorphin boosts that come with a sparkly achievement in a mobile game. There is a chance that I would get hooked to diffusing the situation.
Honestly, there's few better feelings than someone, whether or not they're real, telling you, hey, you know what? You're right. I've changed my mind. I am no longer angry. That is a very satisfying thing to hear.
The problem is you can't have makeup sex with your angry AI girlfriend.
Yeah, that's an important part of any relationship argument.
Probably the coolest part.
So maybe until the technology evolves to give you the fulfillment of that argumentative experience, the true fulfillment, it's not really worth it.
Though I would maintain that if you can have real arguments with real partners and follow that with real makeup sex, that will be cooler than anything augmented or technologically enabled.
But if for you, what's cool is seeking out an argument, maybe this is the relationship you want to start.
It's not worth making somebody upset to satisfy the demon that you haven't exercised.
Listen, if this is your therapy and it works, I guess that's cool, if maybe a little unconventional.
I would say don't send dick pics to your AI girlfriend, just in case.
That's not cool. And I don't think the AI girlfriend would appreciate them.
They might just yell at you more.
Never a good argument diffusal tactic to send nudes.
You want things to go down, not up.
If you want to be on one of the last 22 episodes of How Cool Is This, leave us a voicemail at 848-863-9917.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks. Bye.